Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. I
think I was hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan, you got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. That's right. Welcome to BSS Carolinas special holiday edition. Tonight's show only. Well, especially one person.
One time. Oh, hey, we're.
One time.
We're not Scott.
No, what? Scott shows up whenever.
Yeah. One night stand. But, cool. That's cool with me.
No, my replacement for Kyle tonight is the one that you might know him from a wrestling show. It's called Wrestling of Attitude. This is my co-host, Lil Steven, and he's wearing a Hartford Whaler hat.
Supporting my team.
So there you go.
We filled our quota on fat guys.
And then we had to get Scott to replace Bobby tonight. So
that's big shoes, man. Those are way too big shoes. I can't be like Bobby, man. I can't do the side pieces.
I know. Hey, but no, seriously, you know, Bobby and them will be back next week. We'll have the show back as normal.
Hey, Scott, no one can see you getting the shot.
I'm in the shot.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God. I can't get any closer. I really can't.
Well, then go on this side, man.
He wants to be beside me. It's like beauty sticks together.
Well, I'm afraid if I go over there, it's going to be like when I'm with Kyle. I'm just going to get blocked out of the view, camera view.
No. I'm a lot nicer.
But anyway, no. We got a little show
trying
tonight.
To move over closer.
Purple Haze. Yeah. What's up, man?
We're going to do a little show tonight for the football this weekend. We'll talk some football. And then we'll have another show to talk a little bit of hockey and baseball.
Ooh. All right.
Scott's alley here.
Yes. Not my alley. None of it is.
We know you're the man behind the glass. But, you know, everybody have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. But let's go talk about some sports news, especially NFL. This segment.
Oh, man.
The first thing I want to talk about is, of course, last week, your Carolina Panthers barely won the game, but a win's a win. They beat the Giants 38-35. Of course, the big story is Beckham gets suspended one game. Norman gets fined $26,000. There's a haymaker thrown, a couple hay. Actually, Beckham threw 8 punches. Norman threw a couple, I think 5.
5 or 6, but still, I mean.
But still, you know.
Still wrong.
The big story, though, is Beckham went head first, 15 yards downfield, turned around, and went head first at Norman. Bad play. I'll let you guys talk about it.
You know, it's hard for me to care about it when these players that are making much, much more money than I am get in a fight about something stupid. I'm just sorry. Like, I get it. I know there was some words exchanged there. This is not the place to air your dirty laundry. The game is not your place to do that. And I was talking to Rocky over here about this a while back, but both of them should have been suspended, which we'll talk about probably in a minute, or they should have both been out of the game. None of this should have even happened. And this is what I don't get about NFL. It's like, I feel like they do this for ratings, too. They're like, because the commentators kept talking about it, everything. They should have just let it go. It should have just stopped.
It's like anything else.
Yeah.
It's ratings driven. If it was for If it was for their safety, the ref should have ejected Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
Like, early on. I mean, actually, early on, they should have been like, Beckham, Norman, guess what? This is it. If you do it again, both of you are gone.
Both are out. Yeah.
Both. And it just never happened.
Because I'm not excusing either. I am a Panthers fan, but I'm not excusing Norman for his actions. I'm sorry. He is wrong.
He's a jerk.
No, they're both wrong to me. They're both wrong. But yeah, he is a jerk. I'll give you that. There's a picture of him and Cam Newton getting in a fight in practice before.
Right.
I mean, come on. The guy's known to do this stuff. He's a jerk.
And he finally got a taste of his own medicine. Granted, it went too far. With that helmet-to-helmet hit, it went way too far.
That guy could have been paralyzed. That could have been, like, we were talking
career,
earlier.
Career ending.
That could have, yeah.
That's the worst hit I've ever seen in football.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say worst.
No, here's why. That he went down 15 yards downfield, turned around, and came back and hit him.
Yeah.
Head first. Not just hit him. Head first. You know, and I have a big issue with that. Going head first at the guy. I understand he's, you know, he threw you to the ground. There's other things. The baseball bat we ain't even got into yet. But come on, dude. The refs should have threw him out of the game for a couple series, at least set him down. Tom Coughlin should have set him down. Ron Rivera should have set them down.
Yeah.
They did not. It just got worse.
And it was
when you're watching a game and a football game gets chippy, what do most coaches do? They sit the players down until they cool down.
Unless it's hockey, then they just let them go at it.
Yeah.
Right. Hockey's.
They kept talking about Tom Coughlin, about not sitting down with Beckham after that because he should have. You're right. And Rivera didn't do the same. They both had nothing like they just let him go at it, and it's like that's what I'm saying. It's like they were airing dirty laundry on the field. You don't do that. This was between those two. This had nothing to do with the game at all. It didn't. So why was it not taken care of is what I want to know. Why?
Well, NFL. I mean,
no, but that's not an excuse.
It's the NFL's fault. NFL. It's the officials' fault for not stepping in while it's on the field. It's the coach's fault for not seeing what happened during pregame to sit their guys down and be like, hey, I know what happened. Settle down or we'll sit you.
Yeah.
Do something. We'll sit you for a quarter or something.
Yeah.
And it's owner's fault. I mean, owners pay Roger Goodell's salary. They are the real owner. They own this company.
Yeah.
Okay. They have total control.
Well, Roger Goodell's just a puppet.
Right. But now I will say – you know, that what does the NFL do better than any other sport? They make money off of stuff. What's everybody talking about this week? Odell Beckham and Josh Norman.
Yeah.
They all make money off of this. Well, if they play in the playoffs, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh,
they're going to make money off of this again because everybody's going to see what happens.
Yeah. Same thing with the Patriots thing that happened.
Right.
I mean, they made money off of it.
Didn't Eric Bischoff write a book called Controversy? Equals cash creates cash.
Sir, that's a different podcast. We don't talk about
I'm saying, but still, it's the NFL. It's the NFL, too, because they're living off the controversy. Now everybody can't stop talking about the NFL.
But, I mean, that's in any sports or any entertainment business. That's what they do.
But it's more NFL, it seems to happen more and more frequently than any other sport together.
I'm surprised the NFL does not have more reality shows out there. Just like WWE has Total Divas. I'm sorry.
It's called Sunday Night Football.
they do, actually, dude. They have
seriously.
They have what's called NFL Channel. If you haven't seen it, there's a bunch of – they have a draft show with a lot of guys going through draft process, through some of the teams, different things.
So, I don't get it, man.
But and what's sad, it was a great game. The Panthers ended up winning 38-35 on a late field goal by Gano.
They got cocky at that end.
And can we please take JPP out of the games? Because that big boot on his hand is
looks brutal.
So that's it looks just really unfair, brutal. I think.
Since I'm the follower of sports as I am, I wanted to ask, why is he allowed to play with that? Yeah. Why?
Because it's not an advantage.
What do you mean it's not an advantage?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
this is a big advantage. You're going to get that.
When you put your hand up in the air, that's an advantage.
It's like an 8-foot hand.
But no, it's not. He's a defensive lineman. He pass rushes. It's not an advantage. He's not going to grab an offensive lineman to get
he can block
position.
A kick, though.
Well, what he did. Well, I mean, he knocked down a couple of passes. Cam was trying to throw over top of him.
That if he would have had, you know, regular hands and not strong hand,
right?
You know, he would have actually came down.
So what happened though? Like, why is he wearing that? If I could ask,
fireworks.
He blew his hand.
Oh, is that the guy? Okay, I didn't know that was him.
So, but you know, going back to the game real fast with Norman and them, the reason Beckham said he was scared for his life is because the Panthers brought in a baseball bat pregame. They've done this all season long, so I don't know why it's the issue week 14.
Well, why 15. Are they bringing that in though?
Exactly.
They say it's a ritual. It's to say they can, you know, they're going. They're going to hit home runs all the time.
But it shouldn't be. If they're being introduced and they come out with a bat, you know, and they do the home run swing and then they, you know, they lay them down, I can see that. But actually walking out in the field and use and like and putting it in disturbing manners, it's like I'm pointing to that chair. I'm going to knock that chair out.
Well, you see, no, that is why I've seen them do it throughout the year. I didn't see the video with the Giants.
Yeah, he was to the yellow wall there.
They have come out this season during the, you know, the pregame warm-ups when they come out of the tunnel. That's when they have it. And yeah. I was kind of upset because I said, your name's not Sting. Why are you bringing a bat out?
Well, first off, it's not even that. You're not a baseball player. Why are you bringing a baseball bat on football?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, the NFL told no more, you know, no, you can't have anything on pregames anymore.
Good.
Which is fine. But here's my issue with this is another reactive situation.
Yeah.
We're not being proactive. We're being reactive.
Yeah.
So
that's a problem.
And actually, you know, I was talking to somebody earlier about it. I think the big issue is, once again, we are being reactive. But why not, week one of the season, ban all this stuff and not allow it? Why are we waiting until something happens?
You know? Again, I think it's, like Scott was saying, I was saying, ratings. It's a ratings thing to them. Like, they know people will talk about it. Same thing with the whole Patriots thing. I hate going back to this, but the whole thing with the Deflategate.
Why?
Why do we keep talking about it?
Because what during the NBA offseason and baseball, they're talking about football.
Yeah.
Some other news real fast. The Jets eliminated the Cowboys in 1916. I'm glad our season's over. Ravens, you know, lost to the Chiefs. The other big game. What?
Ravens lost to the Chiefs?
Yeah
the Ravens are horrible this year.
They got Flacco's, Jimmy Clausen starting.
Flacco's out. Wow. Matt Schaub's out.
Is he number two just like he was here?
Justin Forsett. No, Jimmy Clausen was number three.
Yeah, Schaub was
he was number two for a second.
No, he's
for like a brief second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all remember him.
The Patriots beat the Titans. Sorry, easy. I know that's your team. You know, but they were playing Patriots. The Vikings beat the Bears. The Falcons beat the Jags. Seattle destroyed the Browns. Bengals beat the 49ers with McCarron playing. And Pittsburgh beat Denver 34-27, probably game of the day.
Yeah.
And Arizona smashed the Eagles 40-17.
How you feel about that, huh? ECW legend over there.
I'm surprised it was that close of a game, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Game? Oh, man.
I saw the pick six. It was horrible.
The Eagles sucked. Anybody in the NFC East is just garbage. Yeah. They're like a JV team.
I agree. I agree with you. I absolutely agree.
I wish they would take no team from the AFC South and the NFC East.
I got a quick question for you, because Cowboys, Eagles, was it Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and
the Deadskins.
And the Redskins, yeah. Why is that the NFC East? I don't understand how the Cowboys are considered in the East.
That's the way they seeded it.
Like, I don't understand.
Because it's always been like that.
Okay.
And, I mean, Cowboys, they haven't really realigned it.
They should.
Differently.
No. Well, with that, I mean, you just got that. As an Eagles fan, you just kind of look forward to those two games versus the Cowboys.
Right.
Two games versus the Giants.
Right.
And nobody cares about the Redskins.
Because it's just been a rivalry for so long.
Or the racial slurs, as we call it on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Washington racial slurs.
That's bad.
But anyway, let's talk about this week. You know, before we get into this week, our top three teams and bottom three teams of the week. You don't have to say any.
I've got some. Okay. I've got some, actually, on it.
Who you got, bottom three, top three?
I'm actually scared. You want me to go first, Steven?
Yeah, sure.
You want to do top? All right, we'll do top. Bengals winning with A.J. McCarron. That's impressive. I don't care what you say. The first time an Alabama quarterback's won since 1987. I guess the Panthers. I guess keeping that streak alive, you're going to have to go.
Come on, man. You have to.
They're 14-0.
They gave up another huge lead and almost lost another. That's for this year. When you play a good team, that's going to come and bite you in the butt.
You know what, though? The thing is with them, they're 14-0 because of their offense in the red zone, not because of the defense. The defense actually has not been as good as last year or year before.
No.
But what is it, 6 or 7 of the Pro Bowl selections are from the defensive side?
Mm-hmm.
What was I at? Oh, I was on three.
Sorry. Yeah. You had Carolina, you had Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, Arizona. How did I forget them? Arizona is definitely in my top three. You want me to do my bottom?
Sure.
It's like every week it's the same one. Browns, it's the Chargers, and let's get a new one. Tennessee.
Yeah. All
right. It's just the bottom three. It's the same thing.
Do you have anybody?
Well, I'll do the bottom three. I got Pittsburgh. Eagles.
Whoa.
I put both of them in there. I'm sorry. Look, here's my problem. No offense to the Eagles this week, but you said it yourself. Like, how did it go on that long?
Pittsburgh is 9-5.
I don't care. I don't like them. I don't think. Here's my problem with Pittsburgh is that you lost to Denver this week, man. You lost to Denver.
They won.
I'm sorry.
Denver is 10-4.
Did they not
I don't
win?
Care.
I thought Pittsburgh won. Yeah,
but they did. They're 10-4 because of what? What?
They beat Denver.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, you're being.
They beat a top five defense. Right. They
Steven,
came back.
What do you mean
Steven
is
banned.
That's not a top five
defense. Yes, he is. It's number one defense all year. Steven is banned from segment. All right, I'm going to go to my top three, bottom three, because he's banned.
And you think I say stupid stuff.
No, I knew he was going to say some stupid stuff.
Why can't I say that about the Eagles, though? Please, tell me that I'm wrong on the Eagles, though.
No, he's talking about the...
You're talking about the Steelers.
Steelers,
yeah.
I know that the Eagles are just garbage.
Man.
My top three, bottom three, my first team is the Panthers. You keep winning, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Arizona's 2 to me, Cincinnati's 3. That's my top three. New England's just lost a lot of people. I think Cincinnati's the most complete team, even with A.J. McCarron. Then my bottom three is pretty easy. First team I'm going to say is the Tennessee Titans. Then the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, you put Dallas Cowboys in the bottom?
4-10. We're horrible.
Yeah, I mean.
We're horrible.
I've
seen worse, man.
No, it's been pretty bad. All right, let's talk about this week in the NFL. The first game is Chargers at the Raiders. Who you guys got? I got the Chargers. 4-10 against
Raiders.
You going Raiders?
What's Raiders and
4-10 against 6-8? Chargers 4-10.
That's a wild card. I'll go Raiders. Right. I'll go Raiders.
Saturday night we got a football game. The racial slurs. versus the Eagles, 6-8. 7-7 racial slurs against 6-8 Eagles.
The Redskins, they're going to clinch the division.
I agree with them on that. I don't know why I agree with you on that because I think this – I mean, come on. I could see the Eagles winning. Actually, I'd change my mind.
No
I'd say Eagles. I'd say the Eagles.
No way.
I'm going to say the racial slurs. I got this.
Really?
Yeah, I got them winning.
Okay.
I like what Cousins is doing lately. The Panthers at the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Really?
Yep.
They're playing
at home, and it's a division game. Now, the last two times they played the Panthers, they got clobbered.
But you just shocked me because I was actually going to say the Falcons, but I'm still going to say it's Falcons. I just think they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder. That ass kicking is in the back of their head, and they're just going to play with some sort of chip.
Yeah.
If the Falcons follow what the Giants did, they should. And what I mean by that is spread them out and throw it deep to Julio.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go with the Panthers because, again, they've got clobbered twice already.
All right.
So, statistically, makes sense.
The Bears at the Bucks. Bears 5-9, Bucks 6-8. I'm more, who you got?
Bucks and Bears.
You know what? The Bears.
I'm going to go with Bears on that. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. The Steelers 9-5 at the 4-10 Ravens. Jimmy Clausen led Ravens.
Do we really have to actually pick that? That's Steelers.
Steven will.
Fine, I'll go Ravens. I'll even bet you money on that, Scott. We'll
see. You don't have any money to bet.
He's going to bet goldfish.
I will.
Oh, well, that's odd. 10 goldfish. 10 goldfish.
Right. Cowboys at Bills. I'm going to go. Go ahead. You guys go.
Bills.
Oh, man.
I mean, the Bills suck, but, I mean, the Cowboys are a certain kind of suck this year.
We got Kellen Moore this weekend.
So oh,
so. Oh my God.
I hope my family does not know about this show, but I'm going with the Cowboys. You never heard this
from me. I'm going to go with the Bills because we got Kellen Moore starting.
Really?
Yep.
Mr. Boise State, like, pulls one out of the
I hope he hat. Does. I like what I see from him more than I do the other
Why are you giving up on your team, man?
Because we're 4-10.
Does it matter?
He's a realist. That's what we're called.
I want number one draft pick. No more draft pick.
Oh, well.
The next game we'll talk about, the 49ers at Lions.
49ers at Lions.
4-10, 49ers at the 5-9 Lions.
Lions.
Why?
Well, the 49ers defense sucks, and the Detroit has the opportunity to actually be a good offense sometimes. So I'm just going to have to say the
sometimes.
Tigers.
You say Tigers?
You mean the Lions?
Oh, my God. Wrong sport.
Wow.
Yeah, the Lions.
And I'm the guy that doesn't know anything about sports here. Wow. That's cool.
I just happen to say the wrong sport. Doesn't mean I don't know anything.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go 49ers.
All right. I'm going to go to Lions.
So,
Blaine Gabbert led 49ers.
Exactly. Gabby Gabbert.
Go Mizzou.
3-11 Browns at Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
That's going to be a clobber.
Chiefs.
Chiefs, who have won 8 in a row.
Not now, Chiefs.
How? Like they're doing what the Panthers did last year.
Yeah.
Like, they just came out of nowhere.
Their defense has finally clicked.
Yep. So, do you see them... In the playoffs, do you see them getting far or maybe even
– They're going to make it second round.
You think they'll make second round?
They have to make it in the playoffs first. Well, they
have to win out. Right. See, the AFC is not like the NFC.
Okay.
There's actually talented teams on the AFC.
The Patriots at Jets. 9-5 Jets, 12-2 Patriots.
Oh.
Jets. I think the Patriots are going to start playing some of their second, third string guys – just to give guys a rest because they're already in the playoffs. Because they already have a bye, don't they?
Yeah.
A first-round bye?
Yeah, because the Broncos lost. The Bengals. So,
I don't know. Yeah. Their second string's good.
and plus, the Jets. Jets are playing pretty good.
Jets are trying to make the playoffs. All
right.
I mean, they're going to play with a chip. Plus, I mean, Brandon Marshall, Aaron Decker. Who's gonna
I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'll go with the Jets on it.
All right. Colts at Dolphins. 6-8 Colts at 5-9 Dolphins.
Nobody really wins. But I'm going to have to say the Colts.
Well.
Is Hasselbeck going to start that game?
I think so. Looks like it.
Getting from the America Trade TV commercial, you just got to have luck. So I'm going with the Colts.
Luck isn't playing.
Luck isn't playing.
I don't care. There's still luck on the game.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
What?
The Colts are bad. They just got blown out by the Jags.
The Dolphins.
The Jaguars have an offense, though. I know. That's the thing.
The Jags beat them 51-16. That's just sad. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
All
right. The Texans, 7-7 at the Titans, 3-11. And there's a question if Mariota plays, so I'm going to go with the Texans. Okay.
I thought Mariota's out for the year.
Well, yeah, there's talk. Yeah, that he won't be back.
I'm going Texans.
Texans. Right. I think their defense is starting to click back
yeah.
to what it used to be.
TJ Yates.
Yikes.
Yeah, TJ Yates is out. Brandon Whedon's the starter, so I'm going to go with Brandon Whedon and the Texans.
Brandon Whedon's a bum.
He started for both Texas teams this year. It's great. The Jags at the Saints. 5-9
Saints. Because they're at home. They do well at home.
Here you go.
I'm going to go the Jags.
I'm going Jags because they're playing at New Orleans. And Drew Brees probably will not play because he's got plantar
fasciitis. Oh, yep. My God.
Yeah.
What a baby. Take a cortisone shot. But, no, I just think the Jags.
Take a cortisone shot.
Take a salt tablet. But, no, I just think it's two good offenses against two bad defenses. I just think the Saints' defense is worse than the Jags.
Oh, really?
No, they are. The Rams at the Seahawks. 6-8, 9-5 Seahawks. I'm going to Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks.
I'm going with Seattle. Because they lost earlier in the year to St. Louis, so they want a revenge game.
By the way, real quick.
What?
Rams, change your damn colors. Your uniforms look like a high school team this year. And for that reason, I'm going with
and
the
then
Seattle.
The big game, one of the big games of the weekend, the NFC game of the weekend is Green Bay at Arizona.
Purple A's just said, who dat? So I'm guessing he's saying the Saints are going to win.
Yeah. I hear you.
I want to say Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I feel like they're getting back on track.
Arizona.
So I don't know if you agree with it. I feel like they're
Arizona's
back on track.
Offense is just on a different level right
is
now.
It?
And I think Sam Shields isn't – he might be on the shelf whether he's going to play or not. I think that might be a deciding factor too. Sam Shields plays for the Packers.
So you're going Arizona?
Arizona.
Green Bay. I'm going to go Green Bay because I think Aaron Rodgers wants to make a statement win.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay.
Arizona wants that number one seed too. Yeah.
The Giants at the Vikings, 6-8 Giants at the Vikings without Beckham.
Vikings. I think AP is going to run that bad defense all day long.
He should.
Does Beckham really make that much of a difference?
Oh, man,
yeah.
Does he.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have Reuben Randall, but, I mean, that's.
And Harris, but that's it. And Ty.
I'll go with the Giants on it.
All right, I'm going to go with the Vikings to win. And then the Monday night game is the Bengals at the Broncos, 11-3 at 10-4. Brock Osweiler against A.J. McCarron.
Broncos. I mean, come on, A.J. McCarron versus a good defense? No.
All right, who you got?
I'll wild card it. I'll go Bengals. I'll go Bengals. Cause,
really?
Well, they're – like, I mean, they did good last week, even though it wasn't. It's not the Broncos, but I don't know. I could see it. I see a possibility. I see a close game, if anything. If that makes sense. I don't see a blowout.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, neither do you, Scott.
Oh, good one.
I'm going to actually go with A.J. McCarron and the Bengals.
Yay!
I'm going to actually go with the Bengals.
Yes!
I don't trust Brock Osweiler compared to AJ.
Really?
AJ's got a lot of talent. I know, ain't that scary?
That's kind of scary.
Said no one ever, an Alabama quarterback, has talent.
Look how much talent he's got. No, I said talent around him.
Well, he's got AJ Green. And
he's got AJ Green. Eifert should be back. He's got Jeremy Hill. He's got Jeremy Hill. He's got Gio Bernard. He's got some weapons, dude. He just need to get them the ball.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of this show. The NFL roundup. We'll do another show on Periscope. We're going to talk some hockey, football. Big Shot, get back. Easy, get back next week. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a happy and safe and Merry Christmas.
Since I got to be Big Shot, side pieces.
Is that what he said?
Hey, wait.
He
have a good
side
one.
Pieces.
Have a good one, y'all.
Nobody can replace Easy.
All right. See you later. And a very big bar. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bits. She started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.